Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So now, for the next few minutes, we're going to have a call-in for lesbians from Brooklyn. Why? Yesterday, we had outgoing Brooklyn Borough President Marty Markowitz on the show, and he proclaimed his beloved Brooklyn the lesbian capital of the Northeast. Did you hear it?
In Brooklyn in particular, the lesbian community, there's no question it's the capital of the Northeast, and they've made unbelievable contributions to the quality of life in our city and our borough.
So this proclamation has gotten, let's say, a bit of press attention in the last day and on Twitter. So what say you, lesbians of Brooklyn? 212-433-WNYC. Do you agree with Marty Markowitz, your outgoing borough president, that Brooklyn is the lesbian capital of the world? Call us up if you are lesbian and chose to live in Brooklyn because it's got lesbian neighborhoods or is somehow the lesbian capital of the world. 212-433-WNYC. Is Chelsea where the gay men live and some parts of Brooklyn where the lesbians live? Does it work like that? 212-433-WNYC. If you think there is kind of a lesbian neighborhood in Brooklyn that you want to identify by name more specifically than Marty Markowitz did, call us up. 212-433-WNYC. 212-433-9692. Do you agree with Borough President Marty Markowitz that Brooklyn is the lesbian capital of the Northeast? 212-433-9692. We'll take your calls after this. Yeah, so outgoing Borough President Marty Markowitz was listing the virtues of Brooklyn.
Then, of course, we remain the lesbian capital of New York City in the Northeast. And that
you say
community.
Lesbian as opposed to gay and lesbian?
Yeah,
lesbian
in other words,
particular?
We have a much larger lesbian population in Brooklyn. New York City is fortunate to have a large LGBT community, but in Brooklyn in particular, the lesbian community, there's no question it's the capital of the Northeast, and they've made unbelievable contributions to the quality of life in our city and our borough.
So right after that, another John Hodgman tweet, he immediately tweeted, Marty Markowitz just claimed Brooklyn is the lesbian capital of the Northeast. On Brian Lehrer, Northampton is rolling up its sleeves for a fight. Judith in Fort Greene, you're on WNYC. Hi, Judith.
Hi, Brian. Love your show.
Is Marty right?
Sorry?
So, yeah, is Marty right?
I would go one above Marty Markowitz and say that Brooklyn's the capital of the country, second only to Berlin and the whole world, I would say, for good-looking lesbians, hip lesbians. You go in any neighborhood, you can see them there, and they gentrify first too. They're way out in Kensington and Midwood and Ditmas and all those places.
Thank you very much, Sandy in Park Slope. You're on WNYC. Hi, Sandy.
Hi. Let's see. I think we moved here in the '60s, but it was definitely the lesbian capital of the entire universe because of the economics. So women just don't make as much money as men, and lesbians, of course, are dependent on themselves, not husbands. So a long, long time ago, we discovered you could actually live in Brooklyn. I lived in a lot of different places in Brooklyn, but most recently, 30 years ago, I moved to Park Slope and bought a house. We were really pioneers in those days. Nobody wanted to live where we live.
Sandy, thank you so much. By the way, one list of the top 10 cities for lesbians that we saw. Top 10 cities for lesbians had Seattle at 5, New York at 4, San Francisco at 3, Portland at 2, and number one, yes, Northampton, Massachusetts, dubbed Lesbianville by the National Enquirer as far back as 1992, and that's certainly a reliable source, right? Northampton is a state in Massachusetts has, quote, one of the largest lesbian populations among the major cities of the country. That the place is great to find girls is evident from statistics compiled by the 2000 U.S. Census, this says, according to which there are only 71 males for every 100 females age 18 and over. Janae in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Janae.
Hi, how's it going?
All right.
Thank you so much. I just wanted to say that I, as a lesbian that lives in Brooklyn, I think it's really nice to have any member of, you know, a politician mention us in our community. But most importantly, I want to say for any group of people, but particularly a minority group of people, I think it's really important to not use language that actually marginalizes ourselves outside of our larger community. Like, I'm from Portland, Oregon. I've lived in Brooklyn since the 90s. You know, I lived in San Francisco. All of these communities have been a big part of my life and, you know, my celebration of how I participate, not only in my immediate community, but larger in general. And I just wanted to say that as much as it's nice to have us mentioned, I think that it does us more good to feel more intertwined than just to call out how we're somehow separate.
Right. Although I guess all kinds of groups, you know, have neighborhoods like lives with like, right, all over the place. So many people from whatever kind of identity group, religion,
absolutely,
racial, often like congregated neighborhoods.
I think our communities are most rich when we have a true diversity, whether that be of sexual identity or race or class or, you know, any factor of people. I think what really makes the city a beautiful place and what really makes individual neighborhoods a beautiful place is when we can honor and really create community with a wide variety of people.
A high thought. Thank you, Janae. And Chris in Park Slope, you're on WNYC. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for taking my call. So I think Marty was only half right, maybe. There was a time when Brooklyn may have been the lesbian capital of the Northeast. I think that, though, increasingly, because of economic disparity, as one other caller mentioned, lesbians maybe socioeconomically are at the bottom of the ladder. It just becomes harder and harder for lesbians to afford Brooklyn. Although I will say the Park Slope Food Co-op may be the lesbian capital of the world.
Chris, thank you very much. We thank all of you who called in to confirm, halfway refute, or object to the tribalism in the statement yesterday on the show of Borough President Marty Markowitz. Maybe your favorite response tweeted to us yesterday says, look, this is simple. Just count up the Subarus. Coming up next, context and a movie. Inside Llewyn Davis, Slate film critic Dana Stevens meets music writer Elijah Wald to discuss Greenwich Village 1961 and the musicians we find there in the latest from the Coen brothers. And anyone listening who lived in or was around Greenwich Village back in 1961, we would love to hear from you in this segment, 212-433-9692. As we talk about Inside Llewyn Davis, context in a movie, next on The Brian Lehrer Show.